Illinois Wesleyan University is sending forth this year's graduates into the world on Sunday in a time of great opportunity and great fear. Seeking to advise them in the graduation speech is 1980 Illinois Wesleyan graduate Dr. Stephen Andra. Andra has been a surgeon, soldier, teacher, administrator, and insurance executive, a device maker, a researcher, a healthcare policy expert, that last one in the Obama administration. He's now a consultant. He speaks with healthcare policy about healthcare policy with Charlie Schlenker via Zoom. But first, Andra talked about his speech, saying the message is not different than one, two, or three decades ago. It's the importance of a liberal arts education. But Andra says it's even more important today.
This is the generation that's graduating in the shadow of the recession of 2008, 2009. And that made people really think about college and education differently and had people much more focused on the endpoint of what kind of job are you going to get, rather than the simple act of becoming educated and learning how to learn. That's logical, but it's actually contrary to where the world is moving. You know, when you look at the doubling of knowledge, at the end of World War II, knowledge was doubling every 25 years. Today it's doubling about once a year. And in the lifetime of these graduates, it'll be once a day. And when you start to think about that, how artificial intelligence and other changes in the way knowledge is accumulated are going to transform society, I think professionals, which is where many college graduates are headed, are going to have the same kind of fundamental changes in their work lives that industrial workers had with the advent of automation and robotics. And so that ability to reinvent yourself, to continue to learn, to see the world in a larger way, especially as the world gets smaller, it makes a liberal arts education not a good thing or a nice thing, but an essential thing to success.
And yet people do respond to more immediate stresses and pressures. There's some research that indicates that people who come of age during a recession are more risk averse than those who come of age in a time of large economic growth, that their careers develop more slowly and their top earning potential is less because they don't leap for a new position. You were arguing for boldness?
Yes. You know, I think not only for boldness, but for, I think that risk aversion in a time of change is something that puts you at risk for being passed by. There's a great quote from General Hugh Shelton, who may have picked it up from somewhere else, but this is where I got it. He was chairman of the Joint Chiefs in the 90s. His quote was, "The game favors the bold." And in times of change, hanging on to the past, grabbing onto something that's static, is a way to get left behind.
Let's move to your area of expertise, healthcare and technology. How rapidly is technology continuing to shift not only healthcare, but the administration of healthcare, where one out of every $4 get spent on healthcare in this nation?
Yeah, you know, we're talking about change, and healthcare is undergoing fundamental change, will continue to. So in the technology space, I think artificial intelligence will change the way patients receive care, how physicians, nurses, and other providers of care deliver it in very fundamental ways, and how it's administered. Information is power. And when you take a look at the amount of information that is data that is available, and how artificial intelligence will change the way that data is converted into information, and how that information will change the very nature of practice. You know, we're on a video chat, at least on my end right now. It's hard to imagine that this won't become a much more convenient way to deliver a lot of care. And I'll give you a real example. I was in a meeting and got an eye infection. And I was able to take a picture of my eye, send it to my doctor, along with where a local drugstore was in the middle of North Carolina. And within less than a half an hour, I had the eye drops in my eye to take care of it. That was efficient. It met everyone's needs. And it was much cheaper because my only other alternative would have been to go to urgent care or an emergency room. That is just one little example of how technology is going to change fundamentally how healthcare is delivered. It will also empower us to transition to shared risk arrangements and value-based reimbursement models. But to succeed in that, everybody's going to have information to understand how to manage risk and how to reward a higher value.
Dr. Stephen Andra, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Illinois Wesleyan's commencement ceremony will take place at 1 p.m. Sunday. This is Sound Ideas.